The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. We're hearing a lot of talk just now about the Republican and the Democratic National Conventions. Both parties will spend billions of dollars in every possible moment to sell their candidate to whom? To those who vote. Because the bottom line is, the voter decides who is going into whatever office. And the fact remains that there are 100 million plus people in this country who say they are born again believers in Jesus Christ. If indeed we are born again and therefore want to live by the Bible, for that's in the heart of every true believer in Christ, then there are enough of us to overwhelmingly control any election in America, if we vote biblical positions on issues. In the last presidential election, Mr. Obama won by less than 10 million votes. In that election, less than 30 million evangelicals voted. That means 70 million of us who are true believers in Christ didn't go to the polls and vote. So Barack Obama went into office not because the nation really wanted him. He went into office because most of God's church didn't care enough about whether their children had the liberty to hear the gospel. Didn't care enough to go vote against Obama. An extensive list of his acts to curb religious liberty in this nation is available to anyone who would care to look at it on Wall Builder's website, and you'll find he's the most anti-Christian liberty man who's ever lived in the White House. Either we who are people who know Jesus Christ as our Lord are terribly backslidden to allow such a thing, or we are perishing for lack of knowledge. Now, I'm not talking about knowledge concerning Obama's unbiblical acts. That's readily available if you want to know it. I'm talking about what God has to say in the Bible about voting. The Bible teaches that the people are to select their government rulers. And if the Bible teaches it, then we who are born again ought to be the first people lined up to vote. When God set up the civil government of the new Jewish nation, He told Moses in Deuteronomy 1:13, "Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you." The word "take" here means to select. It's the same concept as voting. The people were to choose their rulers. Then God would give the authority for those rulers to actually rule. But the people were to select them. When King David was crowned, it was by the vote of the people. The Bible says, "Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king to Hebron. And David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord." Other kings like Joash were likewise chosen by the people. The Bible says of his coronation that, "And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, between the king also and the people." The word covenant means agreement. Thus, the people were agreeing to Joash's coronation as king of Judah. When we cast our vote, we are agreeing that a certain candidate should be our government servant. When John Wycliffe did the first English translation of the Bible in 1382, he discovered this principle that the people should choose their rulers. This is why he wrote in the introduction to his translation, "The Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, for the people." You see, Christian, you must register to vote. And you have less than a month to do it in. Will you go to the clerk's office and register to vote? And then will you go vote and vote for the candidate that stands nearest to the Bible on issues? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.